This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. A federal appeals court has blocked the Environmental Protection Agency from loosening controls on emissions of methane and other greenhouse gases. Earlier this year, EPA's head Scott Pruitt had suspended enforcement of a rule to limit emissions from new facilities for 2 years while the EPA reviews the 2006 regulations put in place by President Obama. But a D.C. court says Pruitt doesn't have the authority to set the rule aside while the review is while the review is being done. Reporter Dan Boyce of Inside Energy has more on how too much leaking methane could undermine how clean of a fuel natural gas is.
We all probably know the Mac Daddy of greenhouse gases is carbon dioxide, CO2. It lasts in the atmosphere for hundreds of years. Researcher Stefan Schwietzka studies climate change for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Boulder, Colorado. He says another greenhouse gas, methane, breaks down much faster.
After 10 years, it won't be there anymore.
But it traps way more heat.
It is a lot more.
Up to 86 times more than CO2. Natural gas, the fossil fuel we're drilling so much of these days, is mostly methane. Schwietzka measures how much leaks during production. And this is as close as we could get to a methane leak sound in Schwietzka's office.
What it might sound like, yes.
It's actually a tank of a different gas, but methane gets into the air like this, an open valve, a faulty seal. Natural gas producers also intentionally vent or flare off gas as part of their process. Schwietzka says these leaks should be weighed because natural gas is held up as a cheaper and cleaner alternative to coal. But at a certain level, leaks during natural gas production can negate its climate change advantage over coal. Kathleen Sagamas, the president of an oil and gas trade group, the Western Energy Alliance, she says her industry has greatly reduced leaks to keep the fuel cleaner.
We've done that not by international treaties or government regulation. We've done that as an industry operating under market forces.
She says there's financial incentive to capture more methane. It's the gas company's product, after all. But some burning off or venting is needed.
If you try to just tighten everything up and not release any pressure at certain points, you can actually create explosions.
Her group is suing to prevent a federal rule requiring natural gas producers capture more methane. She says that would drive up costs and hamper an industry that overall greatly reduces greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.